Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. How's it going out there? Anne Marie, how are you?
You know, for this early in the morning, I'm doing pretty well.
There you go.
Thank you.
How about you, Tom?
Same. Doing great.
All right. Summer is here, and I've actually been like lazing in the pool and kind of, you have a pool too.
I did, and you want to hear something really terrible. What? I've had this pool for, you know, I've been there a couple of years. Yesterday was the first day I actually got in the pool.
Isn't it? I went out and bought some rafts, and I've just been like, yeah. You know, the simple pleasures, sometimes we overlook those.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so anyways, I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. I saw that you guys had that, right?
July 4th was our anniversary, 16th.
Yeah,
well, 16th. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations. All right, well, I do want to remind you, if you are just waking up with us right now and starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. We've got a great show for you today. I want to remind you to like us on Facebook and also give us a call. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of things that that we have to give away on our show. But not only that, you can be a part of our show by winning, by just calling that number and leaving us your name and your number. That's all we need. And one of the Kim Pagano Show team members will get back with you. So with that, our first guest is Andrea Waltz, and her book is Go for No. And yes is the destination, no is how you get there. So we're going to talk with her. Then we have Rachel Scher. She's going to be in our studio and talking about United Cancer. She's an advocate for Action Network. And then we're going to talk with Anna Recorder, and she's going to be talking about if divorce is a game, these are the rules. And so I think I'm excited. We've got a good show ahead of us. And again, our phone number is 419-0008. And Tom, do you want to let everybody know what they can win?
Great prizes, especially for the early morning hours. We have Noah's Bagels, a free dozen from Noah's. Also, a Soup Plantation, getting in some lunch there. Urbane Cafe, a real favorite. Cafe Nefalo, a gift card there. And Red Brick Pizza.
That's right. They're great.
Love the pizza. Love Red Brick Pizza. Yeah. $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, and gluten-free. It's really...
And you've actually tried it there?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what I did try? I have to just tell everybody. What? Their ice cream, their...
gelato?
Gelato.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so good. So
isn't
good.
That a unique thing, added addition to them?
They have
that ice
yeah.
cream. They're just scooping it up like you're at an ice cream store, but you're right in there. So there's even more fun to be had at Red Brick.
There you go. I know we've got lots of things going on, and I know you mentioned that we have the tennis match that's coming up. And also, we've got the salsa tasting tent at the Oxnard Salsa Festival, and that is July 26th and 27th. So we've got tickets for all those things. Also, Girls Night Out at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. You know, we were just there seeing Craig Shoemaker, and I'm telling you, he is, you know, laughter is the best medicine. So definitely, you might want to go check that out. That's Thursday, July 17th. Well, with that, let's talk to Andrea. Welcome, Andrea, to the Kim Pagano Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be with you guys.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey, and what did you say no to?
Oh, well, actually, my journey is kind of a different one. I teach people how to hear no more often, not to say no, which is actually an important skill, but... to literally fail their way to success. I started in the corporate world. My business partner and husband convinced me that we should quit our jobs. We both worked for a company called Lens Crafters, and we launched our own business where we do speaking and training for all kinds of different companies. And this particular topic was the thing that people loved hearing about. They loved the idea that you could be more successful in your business and in your life by hearing no more often. And so that's what we teach now full time.
Wow. And you know what? I mean, it's interesting. One of my girlfriends, we talked about that. I have a women's support group, and I'm all about, you know, so many people get offered and say different things, and, you know, their thing is, no, not right now, or you get stuck in a rut, and you're, no, not right now. But if you say, yes, I would like to do that, almost to 99.9, your life is going to be more fulfilled.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this strategy really has to do with the idea that most people who are struggling in life, maybe they're trying to find a job, maybe they're trying to, you know, land the man or woman of their dreams. What this all comes down to, you guys, is about asking. It's about having the courage to go for no, meaning that if you get rejected, if you get turned down, that's okay. And in order to reach a different level of success, in order to achieve your goals and dreams, a lot of times you're going to hear a lot of no's. There's going to be a lot of rejection on the path. And so the answer isn't to shy away from hearing those no's. The answer is to step up your game, to understand that no doesn't mean never. Most times, no means not yet, and to be okay with that.
Right, but Andrea, Anne Marie here. But I guess you have to really have some thick skin, though. Because hearing no is really a hard thing. I know for me it is. And
yeah,
I mean, you can go, I guess you can go either way. You could say, like, you know, I've had so many no's in my life. I'm feeling really down in the dumps. Or you can, it can propel you to sort of move forward and, you know, trudge on ahead. But how do you find a balance there?
Yes, you are so completely right. And it can throw a lot of people. In fact, sometimes it throws people for a loop so much that they hear one no, they get rejected one time, and that's it.
And
they're
done.
They give up.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So that's why our mission, we feel, is so important, and we're so passionate about it, because what it takes is kind of a what we call a reprogramming process, if you will, where you really see that no is on the path to success. And that it's really not about avoiding no. It's about seeing that the more times that you hear no, and getting into action is the thing that reduces the fear. You know, sitting in your house or apartment alone and not putting yourself into action and avoiding no just makes the problem continue and makes it get worse. It doesn't get you into action. It doesn't get you closer to what you're seeking.
Right. And maybe not thinking of it so much as rejection, but maybe that wasn't the right opportunity at the right time. And mm-hmm. Right? And maybe trying to move on from there.
Yeah, completely. Well, we all take no and rejection personally to some extent. And it's easy to do that, because let's face it, sometimes it is personal, but really that's another part of the process, which is to understand that, you know, we all have our beliefs and our opinions and our thoughts, and to respect that person's no, and to be okay with it, and to say, you know, that person may say no to me today, I might get 10 more no's today, tomorrow, and the next, but the yes is out there as long as I keep going, and you're never a failure unless you quit. So a lot of people think that, oh, I'm going to fail, I am a failure. No. It's really about failing and about being okay with that and understanding that success is all on the other side. It's just quitting that you can't do.
Right. So what exactly do you do to help people who struggle with this idea? And you can give us any tips or what kind of things you say to those sort of people to keep them moving along and not just quitting when we keep getting no.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot of different strategies. One fun one that we teach is we teach people to set a goal for the number of no's that they're going to hear. And that really forces people into action, gets them outside of their comfort zone, gets them over that fear and over that hump. So we say, we kind of, what we're doing is we're giving people permission to fail. And I think, you know, as kids, we have such tenacity. And as parents, we're so good at teaching our kids to, you know, try to ride a bike, and it's okay if you fall off, and tie your shoe. And there's all these things that we learn and that we're so good at parents. But then as adults, of course, it's all of a sudden failure becomes, you know, an impossibility. So it's really giving yourself permission to fail and set a goal for the number of no's you're going to hear, and kind of make it a game, make it fun. That's one of the things that we encourage people to do.
So let me get this right. And one, I do want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Andrea Waltz. We're talking about Go for No is her book, and Yes is the destination. No is how you get there. You're saying it's okay to say you're going to fall off the bike, and it's okay that, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I'm saying that you've got to give yourself permission to fail. You've got to give yourself permission to try, make mistakes, fall down, because ultimately you won't learn, you won't grow, and you won't have the opportunity to succeed unless you do that. And I think we all operate in our society with this I can't fail or mess up philosophy. But as adults, you know, we've got to do that in order to get to the next level.
Wow. I mean, really, this is just something that you can use in your everyday life. Your book is just this little thin book, which is great. It's easy to take around and really easy to read. You have little stories in there. Is that how it works?
Yeah, actually, the book is, you're right, it is really small, which is helpful for people who don't want to read some, you know, 300-page, you know, treatise on all of the things that have to do with Go For No, but this is really a fable, and it's a story about a guy who, it's kind of a supernatural fable, if you will, about a guy who meets a version of himself 10 years in the future, and this particular version of himself learned the lesson of Go For No and learned that failure is good and that it's part of the process. And so it's kind of a fun way to impart the message as opposed to just, you know, something kind of dry and typical textbook stuff.
Right. I'm looking at one of the chapters, the 5 failure levels. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 5 failure levels are really kind of fun and kind of interesting, and it's a good way to overview this concept. So level 1 is the ability to fail, where we all start. Level 2 gets a little interesting because that's the willingness to fail. So you might be listening to this show and thinking, okay, this sounds interesting. I think I could try this. I think I'd be willing to go out and maybe hear a no or get rejected at something.
Well,
let me
just stop you right there for a second.
Yeah.
Because, okay, willing to fail. If you are willing to fail, actually that means you're willing to try anything, correct?
Yeah, as long as it's something that you're trying to go after. I mean, keep in mind that you're tying this into your goals. So whether it's a goal to make a sale and you're willing to hear no from 10 prospects in order to make that sale, or you want to get a date, so you're willing to fail over that and have 10 girls tell you no, as long as it's something that you want, then the answer is yes.
Well, when you say it's something that you want, obviously people wouldn't go do something that, but what I'm saying is if you look at this, in the 5 failure levels, you're actually kind of opens your world up. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Because it kind of gives you permission to fail and teaches you that in order to, like you said, open your world. I love that. It's the perfect phrase.
Yeah.
Right.
But
you've got to try new and different things. Absolutely.
Right. But again, we're talking about going toward a goal. We're not talking about just haphazardly doing things in our lives that we're going to get no's from. We're actually working toward a goal of some sort. Right?
Yeah. I would say ideally, yeah. And that really is what kind of transitions us to this third level, which gets even more interesting than the willingness, because I think that when people listen to this, I think the willingness kind of starts. And then really the wantingness becomes really interesting. And that's where your world does really open up, because when you want to fail, what you're saying is, I want to try so many new things and experiences and get so many different goals that if I go to bed at night and I didn't fail at anything, I never heard no one time, I'm not satisfied. And that's it's kind of a mind-blowing thing, I know, and it's very counterintuitive for people who want to be successful. But when you're, I mean, look at innovators. I mean, look at Apple. Those people who work for that company and they're creating new products and trying new things, I mean, their goal is ultimately to be successful, but they have to go through a ton of failures in order to get there.
No question. I love the concept because, again, I think it opens you up, because look how many people have to fail so many times to be able to win it.
Well, and think about the fabulous companies out there, fabulous ideas that people, I'm sure when they first started, others said to them, no, that's a terrible idea. No, that's never going to work. And they kept going, hearing no over and over again. And we've, you know, some of the, you know,
biggest
multi-million dollar companies out there have been told no.
Exactly.
Countless times.
So, Andrea, go to the next one. What is level 4?
Yeah, level 4 is about failing bigger, faster. And a perfect example, by the way, is Sarah Blakely, you know, the lady who created Spanx. I mean, she was told no every step of the way. And her father actually encouraged her to fail. When her and her brother would come home from school, he would say, what did you fail at today? I mean, he encouraged them to try things. And, of course, now she's a billionaire. So I would say that that kind of paid off. Mm-hmm. But sailing bigger and faster is about going after big things, big no's, exciting, risky things that could pay off big, understanding that, you know, that in order to do that, sometimes you have to take, you know, interesting risks. Sometimes there's the girl of your dreams or the guy of your dreams who you don't want to talk to because that's a big no, a big rejection. Well, that's what you should go for then.
So, I mean, in a nutshell, what I'm hearing is if you're not living out of the box, you're not trying everything that you should be doing in living life.
Correct? Yeah, absolutely. You're not living to your full potential. And what we say is that when you avoid hearing no, when you avoid rejection, when you avoid failure, what you end up with is kind of a mediocre or average, you know, average result. So if you want things to get really interesting, if you want big successes, that's where you've got to start moving through these levels of failure.
All right. So do we get to the level five yet?
Yeah, no. And what is the level five?
So level five is a little different. Level five takes a final twist, and that is called failing exponentially, and that is really a function of team leadership. So again, when you think of innovation, you think of, you know, the development people over at Apple or some big companies, you know, all failing together, or a sales team, you know, all working together to get lots of no's so that ultimately they close lots of sales. So level five is really an idea of a team all failing together.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So in a nutshell, can you give our listeners just an idea, a suggestion for implementing some of these ideas or strategies like right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say set a goal to get a no tomorrow with anything. You can have fun with it. I mean, if you get sat in a horrible table at the back of the restaurant by the water station and there's the cute table up front with the flower on, you know, the flower on the table and the candle, you say, hey, you know, that table's fabulous. Can we get moved over there? I mean, try this out. Set a goal to get a no. And when you get your no goals, what we call it, whether it's one no, you know, tomorrow or three no's tomorrow, celebrate it. Celebrate the fact that you're trying something new and your whole mindset will change.
I like that idea. And you know what? Actually, what could happen, it does take you out of your box and you actually may get a few yeses that you wouldn't have normally gotten because you wouldn't have tried those things.
Right? Yeah, in every situation.
So this can be a really positive experience.
Exactly.
Either way you look at it.
Nail on the head. Yep,
yeah.
That's
right.
Exactly what happens. The yeses fall in your lap in unexpected ways, but it's because you made it happen
right, because
you were willing to risk.
Yeah, you have to put yourself out there.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. Let me ask you a question. So this is you and your husband are a team, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And you go out to different businesses and help people say no. I like it.
Yeah, we help people get no's.
I mean, we get it now.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because we were looking at, Kim and I were looking at the book before you came on the air, and I said, I'm not sure what she's talking about here. It took me a minute to realize what it was.
Yeah, but I do want to read. So do you want to achieve success? If your answer is yes, then you need to get more no's. And I like that. I like it a lot. Where do we find your book?
We're on Amazon, Go for No on Amazon, or our website, goforno.com. We have a fun little assessment that's free that people can take. It's called the No Quotient. So you can see where you are in your mindset around failure and rejection and success. Right now, you take the 20-question assessment for free on our website at goforno.com.
I love it. And let me ask you, what is the one thing that you said no to that you say yes now?
Failing more, actually. I'm much willing to risk than I ever was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago. But okay. I learned that owning my own business, you pretty much have to.
Okay. And is this your only book?
We have some others, but this is our main, really best selling book. I think we're up to about 300,000 copies now.
Oh my God.
We're not in bookstores.
Ah, okay.
That's awesome.
Good for you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for being our guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Tom, let's give something away. Actually, let's give a couple things away. Our phone number here right now is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. What can we give away?
Let's go with food. Like food, it's early. Get set up for lunch. How about Urbain Cafe?
Ooh, there you go. I love Urbain. Okay, we'll do a gift certificate to Urbain Cafe. Okay, give us a call right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Sixteen by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, starting your day in a positive way. I hope that you got great things planned for your weekend. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here, 2 to 3 with completely different guests and completely different prizes. So, again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. If you have a business or a shout-out or you would like to be an advertiser on our show here, we'd love to hear from you. Our next guest is Honoree Corder, and her book is a Divorce is a Game, There Are Rules. And what an interesting topic. And Honoree, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for joining us here. So,
my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
I wrote the Successful Single Mom book series after I became a single mom.
Oh, there you
and,
go.
And right, we've had that conversation.
Yes, we have. And you've been on before. Yes. I love what what you're doing. Yep.
Yes, and then I wrote the Successful Single Dad because a lot of people reading the single mom books pretended that they were for them.
Okay. So you're helping both sides of the fence there.
I'm trying to help both sides of the fence. And then I realized, because people would say, well, I'm not going to read your book because I've gone through a divorce and we didn't have any kids. Mm. But I would see people still holding a grudge 7 years later, 25 years later, against their ex-wife or their ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and they said, I'm never going to read your single mom book or your single dad book because I didn't have any kids during my marriage. And I thought, well, I need to create a book that is kind of the step-by-step process for how to go through divorce in the best possible way, with the best possible attitude, forgiving the person that you were married to for any of their indiscretions, helping them to forgive you, and moving forward as quickly as possible. If you're not going to stay married and make it work, then you might as well divorce and make it work, and right. beautifully if possible.
So is that, it's Anne-Marie here, Honore. So is that why you refer to it as, you know, you talk about it in terms of being a game?
Yes,
because it's not fun. Because
yeah,
I've been through it.
It's not
yeah.
a fun game.
Right.
But if divorce were a game, there are rules
right.
that people can follow. There are rules of engagement. There are rules when we drive cars. There are rules when we run businesses. There are rules when we go out into the world. Why shouldn't there be rules that guide our conduct? Positive, proactive rules.
Right.
And yeah. So let me ask you, did you have this book in order when you went through your divorce?
No, I wish I had.
Okay. So do you still have anger? I mean, you know, how have you learned and what is the divorce game?
The divorce game is getting yourself back and moving forward as quickly as you possibly can, forgiving the other person, forgiving yourself, taking excellent care of yourself, setting healthy boundaries, assembling a team, and then falling in love with yourself and moving forward. Mm-hmm. And eventually having space to find someone new.
Right.
And so you ask if I'm still angry. Absolutely not. There were so many blessings that came out of my marriage. But did I have some vinegar?
Right. And we don't always see those blessings right away. But one of the important things you talk about here, and I want to talk about it a little more, is self-care.
Yeah. When you just said that,
you need to stop. You need to stop. I think, you know, take things day by day, but that's like number one, right? Initially,
I would agree too.
Okay.
And yeah. And you know, I mean, are you saying yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. As a hair therapist, you know, I see so many women and men, but mostly women kind of put themselves on the back burner and not take care of themselves because they're just so
distraught. And I think a lot of times, Honore, tell me if this is correct or not, but, you know, in divorce situations, there are kids, children, and we need to be, you know, mindful of what's going on with them as well. So I think a lot of times we do get put on the back burner and we don't really, really talk about or take care of our feelings, our emotions.
Well, there's so many, you go through the phases of emotion when you go through a divorce.
Which
you're
is
angry,
it's
resentful,
sort of like, right,
you're frustrated, you're sad. And an angry, resentful, frustrated, and sad person does not feel like wearing lip gloss.
Right. And, and those are all the same sort of emotions you go through with a death. And in many cases, divorce is like a death.
Yes. Except that the other person isn't gone, and very often they're causing trouble.
Right.
Or frustration on the other side. And so it's learning how to manage your own energy field. Being able to watch someone else's crazy from a distance and going, wow, that really must suck for you to be that crazy. But I'm going to be over here taking great care of myself and forgiving you and forgiving myself and moving forward. And it's really tough. If it were easy, no one would be bitter after a divorce. Everyone would take great care of themselves. And 15 minutes later, they would be in a fantastic relationship. But it isn't always like that. It's never like that.
Actually. Well, and how do you recover? How do you recover from, you know, either hurt or your children or, you know, I mean, you talk about that you have 8 rules. What are those 8 rules?
Well, you want me to go through each of the rules or you want me to tell a rule?
How about let's start with a rule?
Let's start with a rule. Okay, so the rule number one is you will survive and be just fine.
Okay.
And so the quote at the beginning of the book is not to spoil the end for you, but everything's going to work out just fine.
Okay.
Right. You know, and you also talk about divorce coaching. Should we all, or should we have, or should we, if we are in the process of divorce, should we get a divorce coach, or can we rely on our friends as our coaches? What do you suggest?
Well, Well, I think friends are definitely emotionally involved, and they're going to get right down in the mud with you if you're in the mud, especially if your ex is engaging in some not so great behavior. So I recommend three people to be on your divorce power team. The first is a great attorney, because let them do the fighting, right, and the protecting. Right. I suggest a therapist, because there are wounds that need to be healed. And I suggest a divorce coach, because a divorce coach is going to help you go from where you are to where you want to go proactively. They're not going to let you marinate.
Now, I've never heard of a divorce coach. Is this,
I thought you just said that. Did you say that, or she said it?
I think she mentions it, and you mentioned it in your book, correct?
I do.
Right.
I do.
What is a divorce coach?
How is that different than a therapist?
How is it different from a therapist? So a therapist is going to help you deal with what happened today and yesterday. In other words, what's happened to get you to this point? You have wounds. You're going through a divorce for a reason. No one ever says, I'm happily married, but let's end it. It's been enough time we've been together. There's some fracture.
But what would be the reason to go to a divorce coach as opposed to a therapist?
I want you to go to both. I recommend both.
But what are you, I guess,
going to help you to heal the wound? A coach is going to help you to put together an action plan so that you can get through to the next level of your life, to design your life the way you want it. A therapist isn't helping you design your future. They're helping you heal your past.
Right. And so is this something new? Because I have never heard of a divorce coach. And where would one find one?
Well, I actually certify them.
So
I created the Divorce Transformation Coaching Program, yes, and it was born out of the Single Mom Transformation Program. I find divorce coaches, and then I certify them in my method, because divorce coaching is relatively new, but it can be not unlike therapy in that if you go to a therapist and you say, how long is this going to take? And they're going to say, I don't know, three times a week until forever.
Right.
Or until you feel better. And how much is it going to cost? I don't know, three times a week until forever times $150 a session. We don't really know.
Right. So and how is it different for a divorce coach?
My divorce coaches work with people in increments of 100 days. So it's not unlike the business coaching process that I developed years ago, that it's 100 days. And in those 100 days, we have three goals. We create a vision for the next 100 days. And so sometimes that 100 days will include the actual date of divorce. Sometimes the 100 days starts after the divorce decree has been final. And sometimes people don't do their divorce coaching until they've been divorced a year and they've just been spinning. They're still dealing with her affair or his drug habit or alcoholism. And they just still can't get past it, because if you've ever been through a divorce, and I hope you haven't, but if you have, you understand that there are words exchanged, and words hurt just as much as physical.
So I guess that, you know, what we really need to do is, before we let too much time pass, really, I think the important thing is to see a divorce coach ASAP to help you move quicker through that first terrible year. Absolutely. And maybe it's not going to be so terrible.
And is the first year the worst year? Or is it, you know, I mean, because there's people that have been, you know, harboring this for years, you know, and, you know, right?
Yes. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. One of my closest and dearest friends, her mom's been divorced 25 years, and she still cannot be in the same venue or room with her ex-husband, who's been happily remarried for 25 years.
Yeah, what a loss for her.
And God bless her. I mean, when you hold on to that venom, it's like drinking poison and expecting the person you're upset with to die.
Right.
And sometimes the first year is the worst year personally, but if you never let go of that anger and frustration and resentment, then you never move through it.
No, and you will never be truly happy.
That it is.
Right. You'll never be truly happy if you cannot let go and work through it.
So let's, okay, so since you certify these divorce coaches, okay, quickly go through the eight. Let's do that.
The eight rules. Okay, yes. So you will survive and be just fine is number one. Number two is you must assemble the right team and get support. So that's your lawyer, your therapist, and your coach. Rule number three, you must heal and forgive as soon as possible. And there are two people you need to forgive. And the first one is yourself. Because you chose him. That's what I always say. People would say, oh, you're a hex husband. And I would say, you know what? I'm going to take 100% responsibility. I'm going to take victim out of it. I chose him. But then I also needed to forgive him, too, because there was hurt on both sides. And I needed to ask for his forgiveness as well. But in the very beginning, I'm sure some of your listeners are going, oh, heck no.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Well, it needs to happen just for your own sanity, for your own stress levels.
Okay.
So rule number four, you must protect yourself and your mental health above all else. So if you have a situation where there's abuse or there is someone who is just angry and they're reaching out and reaching out and reaching out and really trying to get, you know, get you back or upset you, right? They know how to push your buttons. You've got to put some protectors up, and I talk about that.
Okay.
Rule number five, you must not make the divorce about money or things. You can always make more money and you can always buy more things, but you can never get more time. And the longer you spend arguing over, and I'm about to make an 80s movie reference about that wagon wheel coffee table.
Right.
The longer you spend arguing about that, the longer it's going to take you to move through the process. People will spend $10,000 on a $1,000 item.
Right.
And it's just to stay engaged. It's to get the attention of the other person. Litigation is that I'm going to get attention from you, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, right? Staying in that process.
Right.
So don't make the divorce about money or things. Let the money and the things go. You can always create something new.
Okay.
Rule number six, you can't move forward until you've signed the papers. So the two-year rule, and the two-year rule is really after you get a divorce, spend at least 2 years single before you dive into another relationship, because you're going to take you with you, so you need some time to heal and move forward. But you're not really divorced until you're divorced. It's not the day that he moved out. It's not the day that you file the papers. It's not the day you discovered her affair. It's the day that you actually get your papers. That's the date of divorce, and that's when the 2 years begin. And that's when you truly begin to move forward. But in the meantime, you can be working with your therapist and your coach to design your plan and heal those wounds.
Right.
Rule number seven is you must nurture yourself to thrive.
Okay.
That's self-care we were talking about a bit ago. Get a new hairdo. Go get a custom suit made. Right, guys? Go get a custom suit made. Go to the gym. Get a trainer. Take some yoga classes. Learn French. Go to Europe for a month. Spend some time focusing on yourself. At the very least, if money is an issue, take a hot bath and have a Hershey's dark chocolate bar, right? Like,
right.
Have some self-care. It's not about the money. It's the fact that you're nurturing yourself. Because you're in a marriage, it's about you and the other person. What do you want for dinner? Where do you want to go on vacation? How are we going to spend time? Now it's about you. It's turning your energy on yourself and filling yourself up so that you love yourself again.
Right.
And then rule number eight is, you will find love again if and when you want to.
You know, in some cases with a divorce coach, does maybe the divorces don't happen at all after they, or is this, you know.
Yeah, can they ever reconcile?
Yeah. Once you go to an actual divorce coach, or is that really the, you know, the end result? I mean,
you know what? I wrote this book, and I say at the beginning that this book is to be read by someone where the ship has sailed. If there's a possibility of reconciliation, then this is not that book.
Right. Okay.
Right. There are other books. That's not this book. This book is for the person for whom there is a divorce that is imminent, or the divorce has happened. This is that process for them. So I don't know that. Sometimes you might hire a divorce coach thinking that you're going to get divorced and you can reconcile. I don't hear about that very much. Who we work with are people who have gone through a nasty divorce or in the process of a nasty divorce, and they are just spinning their wheels. For example, there's a woman here in Austin where I live, and she was referred to us by a divorce attorney that we know, and she got a very large settlement, but her husband was a naughty, naughty boy for many, many years. And he's also really, really rich. And so she feels like even though she got a very substantial amount of money, he still gets to make money and go do fun things with his girlfriend. And she's just darn upset about it. And so she's just spinning and spinning and spinning. And so the divorce coaching has been to say, listen, you are set for the rest of your life. Now you get to go and make a new life for yourself. Stop worrying about what he's doing. Co-parent with him to the best of your ability and move forward.
Yeah.
You have the whole rest of your life. And while you are in your 50s, you still have maybe more than half your life left.
Right.
Stop worrying about him and being resentful of what he's doing.
Yeah.
And get on with your life.
Yeah.
And
you
be
know,
happy.
The 2 points that I take from this are, number one, self-care. And number two, move on.
Move on.
You know, allow yourself to move on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And yes. And you know what? I mean, like you said, is I guess I always heard, you know, don't sit in pity city for very long. You know, I mean, either make it happen or get off of it. Right.
Right. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So, well, Henri, thank you again. Where do we find your book?
Amazon.com.
Okay. And again, the name of your book is If Divorce is a Game, These Are the Rules. So thank you so much. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are going to do a giveaway. Let's give some tickets to Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, Girls Night Out. And that might be really fun. Thursday, July 17th. Give us a call, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. And you know what? I'm going to also throw some tickets to the salsa tasting tent at the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And that's July 26th and 27th, 11 a.m. to 7. With that, we're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I hope that you are having an amazing morning. And, you know, it's been so neat to kind of meet some of my listeners out there every day and hear from them on Facebook and hear from them on our new newsletter. We send it out once a week of telling you kind of all the things that we have going on in the 805 and just a little bit of a positive touch on everything. And Sherry just joined us in the studio. How are you, Sherry?
I'm fantastic today. How are you guys doing?
Really good.
Great.
Really
good.
You know what I was thinking is that as I've entered the second half of my life.
Yeah. Is there another part of it?
I don't know. Is there? Well, I commented on Tom's T-shirt because he has the peer-to-peer Ventura half marathon T-shirt on. I asked him if he was going to do it. He is. But recently I heard about this new sport. I don't know how new it is, actually. It's called foot golf.
Oh, foot golf.
Have you heard? Has anybody heard of it?
No.
They actually have it at the River Ridge Golf Course over in Oxnard. Foot golf. You play with a ball, sort of like a soccer-looking ball, but all of the rules of golf apply.
Really?
Yes. And so basically you kick the ball. And I don't know, what is the thing called where the ball goes in the hole?
Yeah.
At the, what is that called, Tom?
Like a hole.
A hole in one?
I don't know.
A hole in one? Okay, yeah.
Well, that little thing is, you know, it's usually big enough for a golf. The cup. It's big enough for a golf ball. But in this case, foot golf, it's, you know, it looks like it's maybe a foot, 2 foot in diameter.
So do you kick it as far as you can on a golf course?
Yes. Okay. All the rules of golf apply.
It sounds like soccer, kind of, only a smaller ball.
Right. And it said, well, the ball actually looked as big as a soccer ball.
Okay.
So, but I heard there was only
so
like
So did
10,
you play it yet?
No, I want to do it. I want to get a group together, but it's only like $10 a person. It's really cheap. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well,
Tom.
Frisbee golf was huge for many, many years and still is.
Okay.
The first Frisbee golf course was made in Thousand Oaks.
Really?
Oh, really?
First one in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it still available?
They do play Frisbee golf there, and I think there's a course around here, but it's a lot, same principles. You throw.
But does somebody have to catch the Frisbee?
No, you just throw it towards the holes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And different hazards. It's exactly like golf, but you toss the
Frisbee.
Right,
so same thing.
I think it would be faster to get good at this game than regular golf.
Too.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, and you won't get like tennis elbow or golf elbow or whatever,
right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it really looked like a lot of fun.
I wonder what age group it draws.
You know, from the piece that I saw, it looked like it was a lot of middle-aged sort of people.
Really?
You know, trying something new. Yeah.
Huh.
It just looked like a lot of fun.
I know Sherry's canoeing.
Right.
I love that idea. I just heard about somebody else canoeing as well.
You know, I got very busy the last few weeks, so I've only gone a couple times, which, you know, I'm really out of my rhythm when I don't go 2 or 3 times a week. So once a week is not enough. So, you know, you've got to kind of practice with these things.
And you're in a group of people? Like it's a larger canoe with more than one person?
Yes, 6 people, and there's 3 or 4 boats available. So sometimes we have 3 boats out there. We don't know who's going to show up. It's like whoever's going to show up, but the same people kind of show up and get interested. But, you know, we're always ready for other people to join us.
Yeah, you know, it's always something that I've admired. When I take my trips back to Boston and, you know, go through the city, I see on the Charles River there's always groups of, you know, the canoes with people canoeing. I think they're actually teams from Harvard or somewhere. But it's something I've always wanted to do, and I didn't realize we had it locally.
Come join us. It's at Ventura.
Here's what you know, I always think of the ocean as being cold, okay? And then you have to get in the water. Are you cold?
You have to do a swim test, and, you know, you're so anxious about the swim test that you don't even think about how cold you are.
So what is the swim test?
You have to get in and out of the boat and swim to shore.
From how far away?
Yeah, no, like we're all like, how far?
I'm already panicking.
It seems far. It's really not that far. And
is it shallow?
No.
Are there sharks?
Well, I
mean,
I've never seen a shark.
We're already like,
when you canoe, you're out in the middle of the ocean. There's sea lions and there's dolphins, and I haven't seen a shark yet. Hopefully, I never will meet one. But, you know, honestly, if I did, and that was the way I was. I mean, it's going to sound terrible, but if that was how I went out there canoeing, I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so
I love it.
So you're actually in the ocean and not in like a cove.
I thought she was in a cove.
Well,
too.
When you're
or
new,
the channel.
Maybe the first time they'll have you go in the harbor the Keys, Ventura Keys, and then once you're kind of done it a few times, then you can go out in the water.
But you would still do the swim test in the ocean part of.
You know,
if
you're just showing up, they're not going to have you do the swim test to do the harbor. But if you really get into the sport, they're going to want you to do the swim test. I mean, a couple weeks ago, 2 people went home because they didn't want to do the swim test.
So do you do it with a life jacket on?
They have life jackets. You can purchase a life jacket if you want to bring one.
I mean,
one.
Do you wear
I
a
don't
life
wear
jacket?
One.
Are you a strong swimmer?
You know, I'm thinking of getting one just because it could happen where we fall. You know, they call it a hooli when the canoe goes over. Yeah. Yeah, they have all these cute little Hawaiian names, you know, like huki, you know, when we're ready
to
start, and
a
hooli when
we
fall.
It's interesting because I don't think of myself as a strong swimmer, but we have a boat and we're down in Laughlin. We go into like a nice little cove, and we actually have our life jackets, but we put them on as diapers. And we just...
Right, and you float in them. I've done that before.
Float in them,
right.
And it's so relaxing.
I think it's a good idea to have one, but it's not required. But they're on the boat. There's like six life jackets on the boat in case we did go over.
And then when you do the swim test, do you have you're fully clothed and your shoes are on as well?
Well, the kind of shoe, the little slippers.
The water shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, water shoes.
Or you don't have to wear them. For the first year, you know, I didn't even wear shoes, but now I do. I mean, it's much better because there's rocks everywhere and it's just... a lot more comfortable. But, you know, you have to like sand in your car because you will go home with sand in your
car. You know,
there's some obstacles there for me
you'll be getting your car washed.
I want to tell you this one little tip. Okay. And I got this from when my kids were younger. We would go to the beach. I would fill up empty milk cartons, like gallon jugs, with water. You leave them in your car. So by the time you finish with the day of the beach, it's warm water. So when you come back to your car, you pour the warm water over your legs, your feet. So you get in the car, and there's less sand.
There's less sand. I mean, they have a hose there that you hose off. But by the time you get to your car, you're walking in sand again. So,
right, which is why the milk jugs
I like
jugs
that
help.
Idea. I'm gonna
for anybody with little kids.
Idea.
It's a good little tip.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question, okay, ladies. Do you have, are you guys doing any vacations or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Yes. Where are you going?
You're going on a cruise to Alaska.
Okay. Oh, and how long, I've never been to Alaska. Mm-mm. And I've never been on a cruise.
Same with me. I've never been on a cruise, never been to Alaska.
Okay.
And we're actually right now signing up for a couple of excursions.
Oh, you are? So what are you going to do out there?
I don't know. I've heard that,
Skagway, Ketchikan, going that way.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, have you been there?
A few times.
Okay. You know, one of the things that I keep seeing on all the literature is the zip lining thing. I know you can do zip lining anywhere, but I think it would be absolutely fabulous there. I've heard that the dog sled thing is a good trip to go on.
Are you going with the group or with your family?
With family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're in the process now of just trying to decide which excursions we're going to go on. And I'm not sure, you know, you think of a cruise and you think of, you know, a tropical sort of cruise. I'm not quite sure how this is, the weather is all going to play out for us. It'll be summer, but, you know.
Yeah.
Are we going to be wearing our bathing suits? Or are we
I heard there's like ice, and yet at the same time you got shorts on, right? Because one of my clients just came back from one, and yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited. So that's it for me. What about you girls?
Yeah, I have a conference the end of September in Florida. I can't remember which part of Florida. There's some amazing hotel called Breakers. It's work related, but at least I'm getting away.
There you go. You know? Hey, that's it. Well, one of my daughters is getting married in Michigan, and so we'll be out there.
When is that?
September.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then just a couple trips to the, you know, river and that kind of stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if any of you. Are you guys good packers?
I'm a terrible packer.
Getting better.
I pack way too much.
Yeah.
Is that all about? I don't know, but this, I recently went to Philadelphia. It was the first time in all of my years that I only brought a carry-on bag.
Wow. You did?
That's yes.
Great. That's amazing. How many days were you there?
It was 4 days.
That's good.
And you know that I still only wore less than a quarter of what I took?
Good
Isn't
job.
That amazing?
Isn't that amazing? Normally I would have a huge suitcase plus a carry-on. First time.
Well,
I'm hooked.
Yeah. Well, when I went, did you roll everything up?
I did roll everything this time.
Okay. We'll have to talk about that because, you know what? When I went to London, I took, I was there 14 days.
You were there a long time, right.
But I only took one suitcase, and I was really proud of myself, too. And it had my pillow in there, too. So, you know, I mean.
That's pretty good.
It is. I am getting it. You don't need everything.
No, and you know what? My biggest problem is shoes. Because I took 4 pairs of shoes this time. I wore one.
Right.
The entire time.
And it's kind of like also they say to keep the same
color.
Oh, that makes it a lot easier. Yeah, well, sorry. I'm a black and white girl. So,
yeah.
Right. That's really easy for me.
I think we all are.
Yeah. How did you do one bag? That's what I want to know.
I honestly don't know. I did
How
try
did you
rolling.
Take your makeup on?
Well, I had to buy all those little tiny containers. And so now I have a full set of just travel stuff. But yeah, so I had a lot of little bottles, let me tell you. But I somehow managed, and I tried the rolling up thing, and it actually worked, and it there are less wrinkles.
Do you fold it and then roll it?
No, I just started rolling. I don't know what the proper way to do it is, but I rolled.
Isn't that interesting?
And it worked.
I think that's everybody's, you know, thing for, you know, packing. I don't know.
I mean, you know, Tom, I'm sure that you, How many suitcases do you take when you go on vacation?
One.
Yeah.
And is it usually a carry-on?
The man's suitcase.
That's all you need. Yeah, that's all you need.
How about your wife? Is she like...
She's good.
She's good?
She's pretty good at packing.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, some people... They just can't make their decisions.
I can't make decisions. You don't know what the weather's going to be like. You don't, and I want to be prepared for every single situation.
You know, our thing is you can always buy.
That's
unless
you know
you're
what?
Going to Someone the end of the world somewhere that there's nothing.
I believe. I
and then you don't really need any clothes, so, right?
I always laugh. My parents are elderly, you know, and they'll spend like a whole day packing. Like this, actually 2 days. It'll be like a whole weekend event where their suitcases are out because they're older and they got to bring their medicines and my dad's got to bring his oxygen and it's a whole rigmarole. So we have to enjoy it while we're still young.
Yeah, absolutely. The funny thing is when my mom came out here last time, I opened her suitcase and she must have had 20 hangers.
20
I said,
hangers?
Why are you bringing hangers to my house?
Oh, my gosh. So, oh, my God.
God bless her.
God. Anyways, well, you know what? We kind of talked about a lot of little things here, but, you know, it's all about really taking on each day and making your best out of it and really, you know, kind of looking at the brighter side, saying yes or, you know.
Saying no, in this case.
Yeah, or having no.
Having no said to you.
Yes, right. So that you can step yourself out of the box, you know, and really treating life as a game. You know, life is a game, and I hope that you are winning at it. I do want to say thank you to all my listeners. Thank you for my guests and Anne Marie and Sherry. Thank you, Tom Spence. And, of course, all my listeners, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. And I would like to end my show with a moment of happiness. And the struggle you are in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. Wow, how perfect is that? So with that, again, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later.